go ahead and touch it. You can feel it if you like. It's quite a stiff, solid foam. It's very hard. And when it breaks, it doesn't break like regular styrofoam. It breaks very clean. The actual physical cost of the plane is about $4,000 for all of the components that are on board, but the development costs were substantial. We made this in-house, yeah. It took us about probably a year of solid development, testing and practicing. Yeah.
How many crashes did you have before you got one that worked?
We probably in our development, because there's no manual that came with this. As I said, we built it. So we don't know the banking angles that it can do. We didn't know the lowest thrust that was possible. So we had to actually push the aircraft always to its limits. At least five or six completely destroyed. That's all part of the development, right? That's how we found out how not to destroy them. There's a camera, GPS, inertial measurement unit. It's got an onboard computer. The computer tracks where it is with the GPS and the IMU, takes photographs at specified intervals where we want it. In order for terrestrial survey to go through this area and measure the entire ground surface to a 15 centimeter accuracy, they would have to take thousands of surveyed points, right? Maybe tens of thousands of surveyed points. It would take them days or weeks even. They could never reach the accuracies that we can obtain with this.
And how long is it gonna take you to do this?
42 minutes.